it was a different tempo or, you know, reaction from our players today. Get out there and even a team meeting and in the position meetings going in, sitting in there, the guys are really focused. You can tell that, okay, it's like it's on. You know, we have a regular season game. They're really focused on the details, paying attention to all the little things, all the coaching points. Obviously, it's our, you know, we did it in preseason, gave them some alerts and things, but now more in depth. So they're taking it all in, so it's really good. I know going out there and doing it for first or second time out there, I think the guys are getting a feel for it. So it's good. It's a challenging offense. Now they got, you know, really high tempo and precision. It almost feels like they really don't care what you do defensively. They kind of do what they do. And, you know, they have confidence in it. So it's going to be a matchup of who can be more precise on what they do, offense and defense. Defensively, veteran secondary linebackers, high motor defensive line, you know, trying to get after the quarterback. It's going to be a big challenge for our offensive line, but, they're looking forward to it. So it's good. We did vote for captains on Monday, and we selected them. The team selected them. We announced them today. On offense is Chad Henney and Mercedes Lewis. On defense is Paul Pazusny. And on for special teams, Josh Scobie. So it was good. It's good.
You've used the word precision a couple times this week about that Eagle offense. Do they run a lot of stuff or just a little stuff really well?
Well, it appears like they have their core plays and then they'll, you know, but it's different. Say you were a two deep team this week and you'll see a set of plays and then you see a two deep team the next week and it won't be the same plays. So it's not like, hey, this is how we attack cover two. This is how we attack three deep. This is how we attack man. It's more, you know, hey, we might have some subtle differences based on the coverages we get, but they primarily, you know, say, hey, this is a set game plan we're going into with this week. And, you know, that's how it feels anyway.
Tripp was saying earlier today that there can be the surprise stuff, both sides. I mean,
who said that?
Chip Kelly.
Okay.
Said that, hey, for the first game, they're going to bring wrinkles that we haven't seen and vice versa. How do you try and combat that as the game goes along?
Well, I think that you got to be really, you know, our focus is on the fundamentals this week. It's really going to come back to, I mean, they averaged 160 yards rushing last year. LeSean McCoy is a great back, and it's going to be how do we protect the edges? How do we, you know, really work on our leverage and tackling? And it's going to come down back, it's going to come back to that. How do we tackle? You know, are we where we need to be in our pass drops and, you know, in our man and zone coverages? You know, it's going to be really, you know, it's going to come back to us. How we break it down is we believe that you have to know your opponent, but you have to know yourself more. So today is know your opponent day. We really focus in, say, here's the Philadelphia Eagles, here's what they like to do. But as the week goes on, it comes back to what, let's get back on what we need to do. And that's how we go about it.
How much can a season opener set the tone?
Well, I don't know. I mean, every game, we talked in terms with our guys, every opportunity is a championship opportunity. And we have to instill that into our guys, that this is a championship opportunity this Sunday. Okay, and the next week it'll be a championship opportunity, and we want to drive that home with our guys. Every opportunity is important. It gets a chance for us to demonstrate who we are, and let's not miss this now. Don't miss it, and it's going to take good preparation and good focus the whole week to get us to that point. So we don't place any more relevance on one game or the other. He's really good. Really good back. He does things that, if it's coached, I'd like to know how it's coached because, you know, he'll go from this gap to this gap to this gap, back, give ground, and come back around. And it's like, you know, you really have to pay attention to the edges. And, you know, he's just got really, really good vision. He's unique in his style. We haven't faced a guy like this in preseason. But it's a great challenge for us. Our guys are really locked into it. I think it's important that you show guys running styles during the week of the running backs you're facing. This is his running style, you know, and just really lock into those clips rather than sometimes get away from scheme and just talk about that.
Is there an element of tempo versus tempo here, or you have to stay away from it? Because you guys want to play fast, too, offensively.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we're a little bit different style of tempo. You know, we may huddle, and then we come out, and we'll do bursts of tempo, and depending on where we are in the game and how the flow is going. So it's a little bit different. You know, I think, you know, someone asked me, would you not run tempo since their defense faces high tempo all the time? Well, we face high tempo with our offense. I'm sure that's not going to stop Chip Kelly. You know, it's you know, coaches don't have that mindset. It's more, hey, this is who we are, and it's important to keep building onto who we are. And you know, it's one thing that you got to practice that, and then to go into a game, you know, your players believe in it.
Yeah, Chad's a veteran, but how much is you guys being so emphatic that he's a starter, you know, dating all the way back to March? How much do you think that has to do with how well he's playing and how confident he is, as opposed to just being in the second?
I think there's a lot of lessons learned. You know, I'll give you an example. I think that, you know, and I haven't even shared this with the team, but I know Blake and I and Chad have talked about one of the things that you say, God, you're saying that Blake doesn't know how to call out the mic, or he's learning how to do that, but he's doing it, he's performing on the field. Well, there's all these lessons that he's learning. I'll give you an example. Blake came to me and said, God, Gus, this is really cool. I'm competing. Don't get me wrong, but what's cool is how strong you are for Chad. And he said, that's really cool because when it's my opportunity, you're going to be strong for me. You know, and it's like, that's pretty good. It's pretty good. And I think, you know, there's all these lessons he's learning that, you know, that he's seeing, that he has the ability to watch. And I think that just helps him when he does get his chance. He goes, okay, I know they're going to be strong, but I don't have to worry about that. Let's go play. You know, so there's a lot of, that's one example, but a lot of these lessons are taking place for him that's going, okay, keep going. That's right. We're going to be strong. We're going to be strong. And I think, you know, those are things that I think that we see as a coaching staff that we're saying, let's keep adding to that, you know.
For Chad, though, has that helped him be so much more confident that you guys have been so emphatic about him being
I don't know. That'd be a great question for Chad. I think that I think the perception is that Chad's got a, you know, his point is right here, where Blake's, who knows, it's all up here. Well, we don't coach Chad that way. We say, hey, you got another level. Come on now. It's not, you don't have a ceiling either now. We got to keep challenging you to keep going forward as well. That's been my conversations with Chad. Let's get that ceiling up there higher.
There are so many outsiders
calling for Blake. Does it mean something when the inside that they voted Chad as a team captain? Do you think that says a lot about?
Well, I think it's pretty cool, you know, and I just get the count from Tyler, and he said, this is how it is. But I looked at it, and I said, that's pretty cool that the team, you know, felt that way. And I said that to Chad. And Mercedes is another one. I know he was captain, he told me, in 2011, I think. But he just felt like, he said, you know, this is real. I really appreciate it.